Hey guys, awesome episode today. We talk about splooge, ghosting, and Instagram etiquette. Check it out, enjoy, share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from Harlem, New York. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. And I say it every episode. I'll say it again. I'll say it one more time. I'll say it two more times. Thank you. Thank you for listening. It's okay to say thank you to people.
You should thank them.
You should always thank people.
But they should thank you.
Well, you know how they thank me? By posting on their Instagram stories, their tweets, their DMs, wherever you post is how you thank me. That's how you thank me for the podcast that gets you through your drive, through your workouts, through your walks to class, wherever you are. We want to be with you. Let Papa JT sing the sweet nothings into your ear. And I'm so pumped about today's guest, an OKP, original key player. It's always so nice to have him here. He's here at the J Train Mansion, Mehran Kagani. Thank you for coming.
It is a fucking mansion. It's a very lovely place.
Thank you very much. Yeah. It's so good to have you here.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me. Hi, everybody.
It's so good to have you back. I mean, we were just talking. It's weird to do these from my apartment now because you just said to me, you go, this is the first time I've seen your feet.
This is the first time I've seen your feet. We've never done a podcast where I've seen your feet.
No.
That you then referred to your big toe as your thumb also hurt my feelings.
But why are your feelings?
You can't call it a thumb. It's not a thumb toe.
It's not the thumb toe?
It's just a big toe. It is the thumb toe, but you can't just say that at a person.
Okay.
Here's the thing, Jared. As you know, I've taken a lot of hallucinogens in my life.
Sure.
So when you say thumb toe, it changes everything. If you keep looking at me like some kind of fucking UNICEF with too much tan bullshit,
Shelby and Mehran have this thing going on.
It's too strong. Do you know what I mean?
Shelby has a tan that should be a color in the Crayola box.
My hand to God Pantone hasn't figured this one out yet.
No,
no one, it is the weirdest. And
I think it's his eyes.
I've been out in the sun a lot.
It's not just being out in the sun a lot.
I was at
a
parade.
Like what's weird is you're wearing all black, but then you have like shoes that kind of match your tan.
Yes.
The whole color story is off.
There is a color story.
You look like a goddamn refugee. You look like someone who survived a car bomb.
Yes.
And it makes me uncomfortable. It's giving me flashbacks. Some of us come from real conflict-ridden parts of the world.
This is true. Why would you do this to Mehran?
I have an intimate relationship with color. I'm sorry.
His eyes.
He really
steely
does.
Steely blue.
I was saying it earlier. I'll say it again. He looks like that National Geographic girl who went missing for some decades.
And she had the thing around her face.
Yeah,
and then all you saw were the eyes.
And then they found her and she just looked like she'd been goat fucked. The whole thing. I want you to not look at me today because it's a lot of effect.
It's a lot of effect. We're going to get back to Shelby
with
this.
Can you put your headphones on before we can
sing? Thumb toes.
Do you want headphones on? We got headphones for you. It's very good to have Mehran here. And listen, it's good to have all you here. We have the emails, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. Mehran Kagani @MehranX. Go follow. Go support. I mean, crushes it every time. What's going on in your life? What can we talk about?
I love you so much. I've dropped 50 pounds. Does that matter?
You look amazing.
I do look amazing. Like,
look at the crowd here is just pumped about it.
I know. I had no idea that they would respond.
Yeah.
So,
what have you
so
been doing? What is it? Booze? Is it food? What is the combination of the two?
Oh, I'm actively starving myself. So okay. I'm very pro Anna.
Isn't it so miserable? The moment where you're like, I gotta do this. Like, I'm in it right now. I'm trying to do my thing. Like, you know, eating on a schedule. And you're like, man, is this the rest of my life?
Yes.
That's so depressing.
Yeah.
Everything else sucks.
Yeah.
I can't even eat the things I like.
No, you don't get to eat the things you like, with the exception of, like, humans. Like, and I don't mean cannibalism.
Sure.
I mean sexual, right? As in, though you may lose food, right? Like, when fewer Doritos are going in your
sure.
mouth, but more pubes.
Yes. So for every, there's a Dorito pube trade-off is
absolutely
what you're saying.
It's on a slider.
Yeah.
And you can't have both.
You can't have both.
Or
you can't
can
be,
when you're 20.
Well, you can when you're 20 maybe, but then you don't even have the skills to operate in a world to find more pubes in your mouth.
Yeah, and you're invariably pube phobic. I didn't know how to
talk
chew
to
pube until my 30s at least.
Chew pube. Just, you know, chew pube.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
You got a billy goat gruff.
Yeah, like a gnawing, like a cow gnawing on its hide.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Grass-fed.
Grass-fed.
Yes.
Grass-fed pubes. I don't know. It's you know, the whole idea of being, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, you're looking for moderation.
Yeah.
But and that is
you
so
can't
tough.
Just start with moderation. Like, if you,
you
have to go
start
back,
with starving,
you do.
Move to moderation.
If you're making up for lost time where you overindulged,
yeah.
The first thing you have to do is underindulge. I don't know what to tell you.
I
end up working out like a dog. Like,
what
a
are you
dog.
Doing in the gym? You doing
just
like,
every other
just
day.
Running
every other day I go, no, it's lifting. It's all lifting.
Everything.
Cardio is it's good for your heart and nothing else. It's not good for, it's not a good calorie burner. The best thing you can do
are
to
you
lose
working
weight
with
is,
a trainer?
With a string of trainers, my friend. Oh yeah,
the whole
one
team.
Trainer.
This is
one trainer. No, there is a coterie of advisors and also people.
I
will
just imagine you sitting at a long conference table.
Yeah,
and you're like you're sitting with like a bunch of like hot trainers that are just
100%.
Buffed out.
This has literally happened.
This
I'm
has
not
happened.
Yeah.
And you're like, how do we make this happen?
Yeah, just fix it.
Fix the problem.
Fucking fix it. I do.
This is why
I have a medical team. I have an
really?
Exercise team. I have a nutrition.
You've
team.
Really taken it.
I'm done. I'm done fucking with this thing.
You're done dealing. What was the moment that you're like, I got to lose 50 pounds? I'm gonna do it.
My blood sugar was. I have diabetes too in my family.
Okay.
Super virulent, kills everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Killed my dad. Killed my uncle. Killed my maternal grandmother. Kills everybody.
So this is the serial killer that's haunted your family, and you're
for
like, I will be the one that ends.
Right. What is wrong with you? God damn you.
I will not be next.
And I just did my 23andMe. Every other organ in my body is perfection.
Yes.
It is pristine. But just diabetes do, shitty pancreas, rancid genes,
yeah.
Going back forever. Literally 20,000 years. Of bad diabetes.
No,
genes.
Well, that's really a lot of the battle.
Are you serious? Are you playing some kind of sad violin? Listen, I am nimbler. I am lighter. I can jump across this
Tell
room
us about the
and smack the tam on.
Tell us about the years of diabetes.
Well, you know, it got fucking terrible. I had it I was diagnosed 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then it really is a virulent strain that runs in my family. I got sicker and sicker. And then I couldn't, it was like I was going septic once a month where like my blood was just turning to shit.
Come on.
Yeah, it was terrible. And so,
so
I had
time
to
make
something.
A change.
I made a big change.
Eating schedule. You got a protein shake right in front of you.
Surgery. I did a lot of things.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
So you're
I rerouted my guts. I mean, I went nuts.
This is the thing with the surgery. Is like the moment where you're like, okay, we gotta fucking do something right now. Yeah, you're sitting.
And
on the table.
Every doctor in the world was like, even so, in the world, and we don't have to talk about this because I know that your people love more fun.
But I love this. I mean, I think this is interesting.
So, I used to work in pediatric oncology. I used to work with a lot of cancer doctors, and there are two types of doctors. There's like doctors, and then there are surgeons, and the surgeon is always going to say cut. They're gonna
oh,
be like,
really?
Cut them open.
Well, they're like X gamers of doctors.
They love it.
Yeah.
They love to cut.
Let's get in there.
And before, like, without sight unseen, they'll be like, we gotta slice them open. Yeah. They love it.
They're bloodthirsty.
So all the surgeons were like, slice them open. We gotta do it. And then everyone else is like, we can manage it with like medication.
Sure.
And then I gave them a chance to manage it with medication, and I was on enough insulin for five people for 2 months, and it didn't move the dial a notch.
And then you looked at a guy with like big Oakleys on.
Yeah.
And he's like, time to rip you open, baby.
Yeah, absolutely.
He just got super pumped. He's totally hard in the corner as you're
100%.
Telling him.
He was literally the whole time. He's like, oh, did the insulin not work? Oh, baby.
Whacking off.
100% beating off. And I let him finish.
Well, we're happy.
Because I'm not a monster.
Yeah, let him finish. And then you go, okay, let's go
in
for surgery.
You. That's the best part.
In you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's fish it out when you're in there.
Fish it out. First of all, fish it out is my everything. Second of all, a Picasso isn't a Picasso if it isn't signed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
So if you're gonna slice and dice me,
throw your name on
leave
it.
Leave a little DNA.
I love it. Mehran Kagani's here at Mehran X. It's such a pleasure to have you. We're going to get to the emails. Before we do, I'm coming around the country. I'm going to be in Seattle at Laughs in Seattle this Sunday. So come on out to the show, Laughs in Seattle. All my dates are at jaredfried.com. Laughs in Seattle, hilarities in Cleveland. I'm going to be at the Rhode Island Comedy Festival in Rhode Island, Miami, and also Chicago. Zany's in Chicago. So come. Come just like that surgeon did on top of Mehran before the surgery.
In, on top.
Dude, all around.
It's like a birthday cake for milk. The birthday cake. What is that?
Can I
the
tell a cum cake? Story?
Please.
Is it too early, Shelby?
Never.
Go okay. ahead.
I feel comfortable when Mehran's here.
Stop asking the burn victim for right. permission.
It was good before. Now it's burn victim.
No, it's always been harrowing. Look at yourself. My God, woman.
Yeah. He looks like he should be in a jeans commercial on the Sahara.
He looks like he should be jeans.
He's jeans.
He is jeans.
Jeans Shelby.
Honest to God, there's like a
Shelby
brown
jeans.
Trouser, dicky khaki. Yeah. The whole thing is fucking my
It's tia. A great look. It's a great, he's Johnny Cash of podcasts.
It's terrible.
So I have you ever, I was offered the opportunity to splooge on a face.
Oh, sure.
Is that happen in the gay community as well?
I mean, the opportunity? We don't see it as an opportunity.
No, it's more like that's what happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, this is when I was told, I was like, I kind of seized up a little bit. Because I was like, I don't want to disrespect. You know, we're in this whole movement.
There's nothing disrespectful. There's nothing disrespectful. The only thing about it that's fucking weird, it's like when you think someone is taking a picture of you, but it's on video.
Mm.
It's that waiting for the splooge to happen.
This happened.
Do you know what I mean?
This is what exactly happened.
It's like, just finish already. Finish. And the person's like, And there's only so much horniness you can feign.
You couldn't have explained it any more perfect to the audience.
Yeah.
Literally, this person is like, is it a picture or a video?
That's 100%.
And I'm sitting there going, I can't do this right now.
Just finish.
I couldn't.
Could you not?
No. I tensed up. I was like, I wasn't used to it. I didn't see it coming from this person. I didn't see how, we got to, I was like, wow, we've had pretty standard things going on.
Did you have lube?
No.
I was. Handy. Lube helps.
Really?
Yeah. As in just for the finishing beating off on someone's face part.
I was in the part where I was like, okay, I got to be in normal position to get this out of me.
So you were standing.
I was standing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, it was the second come.
Second coming.
The second coming. I'm an animal. So
good for you.
I was, we're like going for round two.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting and then they straight
like,
to her knees.
Paint my face.
And she was like, go for it.
Yeah.
Into it, hot. I'm like, here we are. I made it.
Was it your first time being offered?
This is my first time being offered now that I think about it.
Okay.
Because before, this was like daytime.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw it right there. I'm like, I'm looking for spots on the face. I'm like, I'm going to draw.
Not that there's, there
I'm
is
color
no,
in the eyebrows
we have
here.
No idea what's going to come out when it's happening.
So I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, here, I'm at the show.
Yeah.
I'm the headliner.
You are.
So then I got there. I was like, and I got like 4 minutes in.
Uh-huh.
And it was the,
I'm just beating off
just
onto
beating
a face
off.
With their mouth open.
Yeah, with a face.
Oh, and you can see all their back teeth that are fucked up. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
But then, that's what's happening. She's like, she's going, right cheek, left cheek, forehead. She's like getting ready for this. And I had to be like, I had to like slap the horse. Like, no. We got to go to the bed.
And then you finished elsewhere.
Yeah, elsewhere.
You were like, the facial isn't going to
Now
happen.
I'm wondering, I want to go back.
Yeah.
I want that moment again.
There is
again.
No going back, Charlie.
Yeah.
There is no going back. That was your chance.
You know what's so funny? I'm going to be fucking and then your face is going to appear to the right of me.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to hear you go. There is no going back.
There is no going back, Charlie. You need... this is why...
I want that as a sound drop that we can use forever on this podcast.
There is no going back, Charlie. You need lube. You want lubricant, right?
Which now, lube has come up a few times on this show.
Mm.
I've never been a lube guy. It's never been available.
Have you tried different lubes?
I've just never thought of it. To me, you know...
And you don't beat off with lube. You're a spit shiner.
No. I'm a...
Spit shiner.
Not even.
Really?
Dry as a bone.
You're
I'm on that desert with Shelby.
Really?
Yes.
That's, by the way, that is what you look like a dry tug.
That happened to me before.
A dry tongue? What?
I was like, had like high blood pressure, like 4 or 5 years ago.
Is Shelby combining your story with my story?
I'm just saying, you are the face of low blood pressure. You should know this about
Thank
yourself.
You.
That you could actually, like, you shouldn't be allowed in nursing homes. You will kill people by virtue of how, do you see
low.
What I mean?
Yeah,
the effect you have on people.
But this guy, like, the doctor, like, gave me a pill, and then after a while, it was like, you know, and I, like, nothing coming out.
Oh, so wait, the low blood, you were fixing the low blood pressure with pills, then you went to whack off on a face, and it came out like dust?
It was not a face. It was just, you know,
okay,
getting this poison out.
It was on yourself.
And then I was like, well, that's odd. So then I asked, like, this doctor I know, like, hey, what's that about? And he's
sure.
like, oh, it's probably that. But I just, like, waited a week, like, stopped taking it, waited a week. And then, like, when I did it again, it was like that scene in the Isle of Lucy when she's like, the chocolates are coming out too fast,
okay,
but, like,
now,
would come.
This is
like
a podcast, so you all can't
more.
See that he keeps making his eyes big when he's describing this.
I can't believe that Shelby just analogized the cum coming out of him to the chocolate in I Love Lucy.
That's exactly what it is.
This podcast goes everywhere. I gotta tell you, you guys are getting your money's worth today.
No, Jared, he's going off the rails.
We're off the rails.
So you couldn't finish on this
couldn't
poor girl's
do it.
Face.
Couldn't
Was
do
she disappointed?
It. Yeah, I could feel disappointment.
By the way, it's really good for your skin.
Is it?
Yeah. If you're ever like, hey, what do I do with this on my hand? Just wipe
just
it
throw
on
it on my face.
Just slap yourself. Smack the shit out. By the way, I'm saying this, and I'm not even sure that this is aesthetically sound. Like, I don't know that it will actually help your skin. But if your listeners do start slapping themselves in the face with cum, I feel like my work here is done.
Yeah,
on Earth.
We're going to call it the Mehran facial. Be putting your own cum on your own face.
I actually just started using a very cummy product, so.
There is such a thing. You know, the sad part about the word cum is that it could be so descriptive, but people get so turned off by it.
Why?
I don't know.
Pedo for why?
It just feels like, you know, because sometimes you have these creams and you're like, this is cum. And you're gonna like, you're like, I have to tell someone. You're like, I can't say the word cum. At this meeting about lotions.
Nothing's worse than semen.
Semen.
Semen makes me sadder than cum.
What? Let's jizz, semen, cum.
Cum.
What's the other names for?
What?
Jizz, semen, cum. How would we rank?
Well, yeah. What are the what
fuck,
are the
marry,
words
kill,
for?
Jizz, semen, cum.
Fuck, marry, kill, jizz, semen, cum. I would fuck cum. I would marry jizz because he's
marry
hysterical.
Jizz.
And then I would kill semen.
Kill
all day.
Semen,
and which also has to do with my disregard for our armed forces at sea.
It's a duel.
Yeah,
it's a duel meeting.
I would kill
Shelby,
semen.
What are you thinking? Jizz, semen, cum. How are you? Fuck, marry, kill.
I think you nailed it. Like semen's like it's medical.
Yeah,
semen.
Jizz.
I'm
fucking
semen.
Semen. That was his name.
No, he would be like semen.
Oh, instead of semen.
Yeah, he'd be like semen. And
that's
then
like
I got
people,
semen everywhere.
That's like people who say finance instead of finance.
Cunts.
Fucking assholes. Same people. I'm fucking jizz just because jizz always feels like it's like a throwback for me.
Come on, jizz.
like jizz feels like what you said in high school, like totally just jizzed everywhere.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
you said that in high school?
It was a high school term
wow.
to me, right? And then cum, I'm going to marry cum.
Splooge.
Splooge's fun for the whole family.
Yeah, it's fun for the whole family.
Yeah. We
honestly
can all appreciate
it's the scattergories.
Splooge. Yes.
Of
Splooge.
Of dick discharge.
I was at a wedding once. And it was a family wedding. I've told this on stage, but I've never said it on the podcast. And I tried to make a joke out of it. But we're at a wedding. It's a family wedding. And my mom is like drunk and I'm drunk and she's walking around. And at one point she goes, she's talking to me. She's like, I don't like this. I don't like that. And she goes, and the rug smells like cum. And then she just walks away.
Woo!
And I'm like, I can never think of, and it's like the smell of cum is a specific smell.
She's unique.
Yes.
It's that seawater, battery acid. You know what I mean?
Nickels.
Nickels?
What about those cum trees?
Cum tree? No,
I'm
no,
not,
no. That's not
I'm
cum
not,
to me.
I am not doing this with you. I am not doing. You don't get to look at me with those piercing blue eyes and say, "Come trees."
Come trees.
I am not doing this with you.
I imagine the Keebler elves coming out of the cum tree.
The cum tree. What is a cum tree?
All He's right, talking about when those trees bloom with the white on them, right? They have a very bad smell.
Yeah, they're like blossom. It's a weird.
I think that's like a cilantro thing where those trees, they either affect you or they don't.
I've never even heard of a cum tree.
I get like headaches from it when I pass by it.
When you pass a cum tree.
I don't think of it. I don't think it smells like cum to me. But it's cum to you, Shelby?
That's a lot. That's people either just say, "Oh, that's a cum tree," or they'll just admit like, "Oh, that smells weird," but they won't actually say cum.
Does anyone they'll ever like it. Sing or Splooge play guitar tree. Under it? Because that would be cum tree music. Listen, one of the things I'm good at.
Yeah.
Is making people sad with
really
things like cum tree.
Cum tree.
That's all. I'm sorry.
Cum
tree. Tree music. I'm cum sorry tree I said music. It. I honestly
I love
I
that joke. I was into it.
I apologize.
Listen, let's do the emails. You ready?
That's what I want.
At jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Mehran Kagani. So
Hi,
funny.
I love
Such
you.
A pleasure to have you.
Pleasure.
At Mehran X on Twitter and Instagram, right? Those are both.
Instagram is the Mehran. I need to get it together.
At the Mehran on Instagram. That's the one we all want.
I never use it.
You never use it.
I know.
Addicted.
Even with like losing, I don't take pictures.
You should be in pictures. You should
I
be
know.
On.
I know.
You should be going
should be,
at
I
it.
Should be, I should be showcasing.
Do you feel better?
I feel like it's, I haven't been healthy in 6 years. Like I literally.
You feel, no booze.
Oh no. I'm on the rosé all the time.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Drinking
but you
wine
can only
constantly.
Wine.
Yeah. Right now, it's only one.
See, I've had a pretty good couple weeks now because with the Snapchat thing. And listen, if you guys are on Snapchat, every Tuesday, new episode of Hello, You Go. Go watch it. Support, Papa JT. It's the fastest 5 minutes on the internet.
You're the greatest.
Every Tuesday, a new episode comes out from the week before.
Okay.
So I was at Notre Dame, and then we taped it, and then literally there's a guy waiting to take the football to L.A. to, like, start editing.
Okay.
So it was out on Tuesday, and then... This week I'm at Texas A&M. You can watch the whole episode from
but
Texas
are you
A&M.
Like not drinking? What's the
So what happens is we, this was week 1, but I'm assuming it's going to be all 13 weeks of this thing.
Are you not drinking for 13 weeks?
I'm drinking, but I got there Friday in the morning. And then by Friday night I have to be up by 6 a.m. to start taping on Saturday.
Okay.
So Friday I'm kind of out of the game.
Yeah.
I don't even have a beer cuz I'm like I don't even want to have a beer.
Yeah.
Saturday we shoot all day. By the end of it, it's in the heat, you're hot, and you're trying to wrangle drunk people.
Yeah.
I had like 3 beers.
Yeah.
You know in the last weekend combined I had 3 beers? Like that is like when I was 12.
Yeah, absolutely.
Drinking schnapps out in the woods in Needham, Massachusetts.
100% Needham.
So I'm saying, having Goldschlager.
Yeah.
With gold flecks on my tongue.
Do you even know that was the first thing I ever drank, Goldschlager?
That was the first thing I ever drank.
8 ounces, puked in a friendly's fucking toilet stall.
Shit myself in a friend's basement. I feel like we just became close.
It's so Massachusetts.
It's in a
most
woods.
Massachusetts thing in the entire world.
Let's do the emails. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. How to end a hookup without ghosting. Does ghosting, like, in the, like, have you ever been, I feel like
I've
men
been on
would
all
take
sides of this.
But I feel like men are just like, good riddance, go. Have you ever been ghosted and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Anyone,
here?
Everybody wants to get out of any situation that isn't to their liking as smoothly as possible.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
And in some cases, it is best handled with a cathartic conversation. And in some cases, when like in, if you are dealing with crazy, just get the fuck out of the room.
Get out
quickly.
As soon as possible.
Yeah.
It is.
And cleanly.
People want to believe it's one answer or the other, but it's more gray than that. You go on one date,
case
you fuck after
case.
The date, they say, hey, I had a great time. They say, well, I had a great time too. You guys never think to text each other. That can happen.
Okay. I don't know. Is that ghosting? Okay.
Some would
or
call
is it
that
like accidental neglect. Like it's one thing when you drop the baby off
neglect.
Outside of a fire, out of a fire station.
Sure.
And there's another where you just like leave it in the car.
Yeah. These situations are less gray.
But I mean, like, as in sometimes it's a whoopsie doodle and sometimes it's, I'm not ready to be a dad.
Yeah. Sometimes it's more, you're saying sometimes it's more on purpose.
Yeah, sometimes you're literally, you are shutting down conversation and dialogue and what have you.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just, it died because you forgot to water it.
Dear mogul of mating, esteemed guests, and Satan's rating, Shelby 666.
Wow.
I need your sage advice. I just moved to a real city after living in Bumblefuck, Georgia, in a swamp in Maryland for the past 4 years, places with zero dating options. Now that I can actually date, I can't figure out the right way to break things off with someone I've only hooked up with for a month.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Ghosting seems like the easy option, but I hate ghosting and being ghosted. Is there a way to say I don't want to date, but I'm willing to hook up occasionally without sounding like a giant asshole?
Yeah. I mean, with gay guys, it's easy.
How would gay guys do it?
Gay guys would just be like, I'm not looking for anything serious. And if you come here with anything serious, I'm going to make you feel stupid.
Well,
that's,
shouldn't we be operating in a gay world?
I know we should. I mean, that's
right.
Yeah. Right. It's the rules are pretty clean, except homosexuals are also diseased and broken.
Fine.
But,
that being said,
but outside of that, yeah, it should be easier. Right.
Well, you have to be willing to lose. Mm-hmm. What you have. Mm-hmm. That you have to, you can't go to the casino table and be mad that you lost the $200 you brought.
And the reality is that what if you do run into something that you want to keep?
Yeah. You ask for that and you might lose it.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, for this guy, you're hooking up a month, you look at yourself and you go, I'm not gonna marry this person. There's a moment where you can say to yourself, this is not gonna be 2 months, three months, I'm not gonna marry this person.
Yeah.
It's okay to say to that person.
Women do this all the time too.
And you are being fair with them as they could be with you.
I don't see a future in this.
Hey, I don't see us being necessarily going the distance. I'm enjoying hooking up. But I just want to let you know that this isn't going to be... This is more hookup than serious. I don't see it going the next level. Could you say that?
Yeah, of course you can. And you should be able to say that. And like... and. I think you have to start being able to see it as like a positive thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
Right? As in like...
Change the narrative.
I'm not going to drag this along. Like, no. I don't see... I don't necessarily think that we should be getting too emotionally invested in this.
Yeah.
You know, that's a service that you're
the
doing.
The reason
this other
we ghost is because it's very difficult to look someone in the eye that you think is a good person that you were just naked with and say, hey, you're great, but I think I could do better for myself long term.
Yeesh.
That's hard to say, but that's what you're saying. But that's why people choose to ghost, because they're like, I don't want to say that. So I'll just say nothing at all.
You know what I always liked? A long time ago, I had a boss and a mentor who changed my life.
Okay.
And by the way, always keep your eyes out for a good mentor.
Love a mentor.
Right?
Yes, into it.
But something that she got me used to thinking about was like not the idea of better, but the idea of a better fit.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I think a lot of people are, you know, they end up sort of taking on a lot of societal values. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, you want to be skinnier and you want to make more money and yakety yakety yak. But at the end of the day, the best thing is the best fit for you.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a slob, marry a slob so nobody gives a shit if the dishes aren't done.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's just like, it's to that extent that you kind of want to say, like, but I don't know that this is an ideal fit.
Hey, I'm enjoying hooking up. That's the only type of fit I see for this.
I mean, if you have the nerve to say that to somebody.
Yeah, over
text. By the way, I like the idea of people sort of getting in the habit of having nervier dialogue.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Nut up, buttercup, say what you mean.
That's right. But that's the point to him. Mm-hmm. If you say that and you say, hey, I'm enjoying our time together, but this is as serious as I'll get with you.
Yeah, but you don't have to be a cunt about it.
You don't have to be a cunt.
Like, you can just be an honest person and be like, you know, I like the sex. I don't want to lead you on.
Yeah.
It would be grossly unfair of me
to
lead you on. I would like to continue the sexual relationship. I don't see an emotional future here.
I love that. I'd like to keep up the sexual relationship. I don't see an emotional future.
That's the truth.
That's the truth, but spread on nicely.
But it's also the truth.
It's the truth.
If the truth isn't spreading nicely, then check yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe you are a dick.
Yeah. Well, this is the point, is a lot of times people will say these things and they'll go, well, I don't want to lead you on. And like, that can sound like you think yourself is so important. That saying it the way you just said it is like, hey, the emotional connection just won't be there.
I think a lot of people do this. Like there is a, a lot of times people will frame something like they're trying to do someone else a service.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, yeah.
When really they're trying to make their own lives easier.
Yes.
If you were just being honest about that, I don't think anyone could fault you.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Mehran Kagani at the Mehran on Instagram, Mehran X on Twitter. I want to do this one. This is a spicy email. Let's get to the spicy email of the week.
Really?
Mehran's whole attitude changed. Today's spicy email sponsored by our friends at Ghost Tequila. Spicy isn't a flavor. It's a sensation.
Jesus Christ.
And if properly tamed, it can take a drink to the next level. So we have some here.
Spicy tequila?
Yeah, it's called Ghost Tequila. It's fantastic.
Are we going to drink some?
Would you like some? I'm
not
gonna
drinking if you're not drinking. Go ahead. Go on.
I'm going to hold off.
Keep going.
It's early. It's delicious. It's early. We tape at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Introducing Ghost, the perfect balance of 100% agave azul blanco and a splash of ghost pepper designed to bring some spiciness into people's nights.
I will taste this.
You want to taste it?
I will absolutely. Well, not right now, but I will taste it. I'll taste it.
We have some here. It is delicious. You know what the best part? First of all, low on the glycemic index.
Agave, I sure
this
do
is
know.
This is why Mehran can have some.
I'm cured. So I literally,
totally cured.
I had my intestines rerouted. I can never
have
blood sugar ever again. It can't happen.
It can't happen.
Going back. Yeah.
That's quite a surgery.
Yeah. And if anybody actually is having real trouble with this, they are welcome to reach out to me on social media. I will hold your hand.
Reach out to Mehran at the Mehran and
Instagram.
If you
have a parent, I will help you.
But this is great to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, tequila with a little spice. Here's what I always tell people.
Mm.
Get a bottle of Ghost Tequila.
Okay.
Have it at the apartment. Have it at the home.
Yeah.
You're out with a girl one night. You're out with a guy. Hey, I got this like spicy tequila. I got a little. I got some watermelons and I got some. Club soda topper. You make it up. This is a conversation piece. The spicy tequila is your wingman, wingwoman waiting at home.
Jesus.
That's the way to play it.
I don't think you're wrong.
I call it the apartment drink.
Right.
Have it waiting.
Right.
So let's do this week's spicy email of the week.
I'm gagged.
Marry her. How do I tell her?
Ooh. I'll never marry her. How do I tell her?
He'll never marry her.
Okay.
Dearest King of Brunch, Raja of Relationships. I've had this best friend since sixth grade who has been dating the same guy since we were 15. We're 24 now. He's kind of a zero. Oh, my God. Can you imagine knowing someone since you're 15 and being like, well, he's kind of a zero?
I mean, I'm waiting. I want to hear the right. Because, like, what makes someone a zero? She's, do you know what I mean? Is this person a piece of garbage?
Sure.
She's calling the person a zero.
She's definitely a keeper. Super successful. Dream career. 24. Owns her own home.
Okay. She could lose both of her legs tomorrow and turn into nothing.
We got to put ramps in that home. Mm-hmm. Is generally an awesome person and is cute and curvy. Mm-hmm. He's an okay-ish career, but is drowning in student debt, is condescending as fuck, and kind of looks like a lady gym teacher, not a cute look on a guy who works in marketing.
He's an asshole, so he's not a zero. Minus five.
The condescending AF is the one.
Yeah,
that's the only one.
That's not a zero.
That's
minus.
An asshole.
Yeah.
Because all the rest of it, drowning in student debt, people are there.
Like, people get to not be rich.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It kind of looks like a lady gym teacher. You are who you are, okay?
Some styling can help.
It
and by the way,
help. Yeah, but...
You know what I mean? Like, I'm over here saying, hey, burn victim. Maybe a little, you know, some Noxzema, you know?
Less bronzer.
Nivea, size of a Dawn.
But I'll say, anyone who's condescending, you don't want a condescending person who also doesn't know how to dress. Like, because then you're not even like, I'm not even going to talk to this person about how they dress.
I mean, okay. So condescending.
My best friend has wanted to get married young and have babies for as long as I've known her.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't get it, as I'm doing everything in my power to avoid producing spawn. But hey, at least she's consistent. He does not want to get married. He hates the small town we live in and has repeatedly stated he doesn't want to have kids. I could go through 10 years worth of angst that I have towards him, but I'll spare you just by hitting the highlights. She wrote this as if it's
to HR. There's bullet points.
There's bullet points.
Right.
He forgets important dates like her birthday, et cetera, and half-asses gifts last minute. That's not good for someone I've known since 15. You know the birthday.
Yeah, but also 9 years later. It's
I know, you get tired of it. He kind of cheated on her in college, but it was only making out, so she let it go. I'm okay with that.
I hope he got his dick wet. You cannot be with someone since you're 15 and only know one
and if
thing.
He said he made out, that means he fucked her.
Yay!
When she was considering buying her house, she asked him if he wanted to purchase it with her. He said no, but still lives with her. He refuses to do any chores or grocery shopping for the house and gets rude when asked him to contribute at all. Honestly, I have no idea what she sees in this loser, but whatever someone knows, someone we know gets married or has kids, she gets depressed because she has been dating this guy longer than they have. It also might be important to note that she gained a little weight after she and this guy started dating. You know, the I'm in a relationship weight gain. Hasn't really been doing anything to, but hasn't been able to lose it. I think she's totally cute.
Photo.
This is her. We're seeing a smaller.
Okay. She's.
We only. It's a private account.
Itsy bitsy.
And guy would be lucky to have her. She's cute. She's good for somebody. But I'm her straight female best friend. So what do I know? Do you think she's self conscious and doesn't want to break up with him because she's worried guys won't like her body now? Also, what the fuck? I can't take this anymore. Every holiday that passes and he doesn't propose sends her spinning. It's honestly painful to watch her go through this. Should I tell her that he's a dick or a weasel or nah? I worry that she'll just run to him and isolate herself from me if I do. But, like, he's wasting her time and she fucking deserves better. Save me, a wizard of weddings, minister of moving in. What do we think?
I mean, I've got data. I've got answers to this one. Okay.
I do have answers. I know that you're going to come at them with some hard truths right now.
First of all, don't be a jerk. Like, as in, if you want a better life for your girlfriend, mm-hmm. it's not necessarily about, honey, this
about
guy
you.
Is the worst. It's not about that he's the worst. It's that your friend deserves all of these things that she wants. Like, if you need to have a come to Jesus with your sister,
mm-hmm.
then it's about, like, hey, girly, like, you want this, 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 and this. And I don't necessarily think that this guy is going to deliver on all those things.
And this is very interesting.
Right?
I didn't think of it this way.
So, you know, just in terms of short and long-term strategy, you know, by the time you break up with this guy and find a better fit, this is a game of years. I don't think he's going to change, right?
Yeah.
As in, it's not necessarily about trashing this guy. This guy is going to turn her into his stalwart protector.
Yeah.
She's going to grab a shield and knight's armor and be like, he's mine since 15. Yep. I love him.
And it's trying to change someone's religion at this point. She's made these choices her whole life.
It is.
You're going to come in and tell her whole life's a mistake?
It is ingrained in every neural pathway in her head is like how to be with this kid.
Yeah.
So it's really about like.
Also, what Mehran's saying right now, and I totally agree, is you're mustard. She's peanut butter. He's jelly.
Mm.
Jelly doesn't have to go with mustard to be good for peanut butter.
Mm. Mm.
So think of it that way. You guys don't get along, obviously, which is totally fine. You can see your problems with him. You would never date him.
Yeah.
That's not to say your friend should never date him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people we shouldn't date that might be good for our friends and are fulfilling things in them that we can't even understand. So when Mehran's saying don't make it about the guy, you can't make it about the guy
mm-hmm.
because he's her foot. There are people masturbating to feet.
Huh, yep.
And she's into this foot.
And also it's like she knows this foot.
Yes.
She knows this foot inside and out. And yeah, if she's feeling a little self-conscious about putting on weight, she doesn't know how she's going to fare.
Sure.
In.
I think that's even way down the line. Like this girl's like, does she not want to break up because of her body? That's not about, nothing to do with her body.
And by the way, like bolster your friend. Like if you have a friend who you think is in a situation and you think her self-esteem is taking a hit, help your sister with her self-esteem,
mm-hmm.
you know, make sure that she's feeling like she's headed towards her goals. And if it seems like she's not headed in that direction, you let her know that she's got it in her. You know what I mean?
Well, that's, you have to be positive. Yeah.
You have to keep it positive. And listen, I am a diehard negative person. I love going into a situation that isn't working and being like, this is garbage.
Yeah.
Like, I love being a dark sorceress.
Throw paint on the walls.
That being said, when it comes to your friends, if you love somebody, it should come from a positive place.
So what does she go to the friend with?
As in, babe, you and I go way back.
Yeah.
This is a real conversation. She sent this email with bullet points. Here are the bullet points I know about you. And I'm not entirely sure that the relationship you're in is ever going to hit these, is ever going to check these boxes.
Hey, and it's okay to go, hey, I've known you your whole life. Marriage and babies seems pretty important to you. You're a fucking catch. It doesn't seem important to the person you're with. And just know that if you leave this person you're with, you're going to find the things you want in life.
And I've got your back.
And I got you.
One honey.
Yeah. And I know what you want. And yes. I know what you're looking for. And you can make it positive. But you go, if you want to stay with this guy, that's fine. I get it. Like, it's comfortable. And you have a life together. But I'm just telling you from outside, like, the things you want in your life, I don't know if it's going to happen with
Bird's
this guy.
Bird's eye view. I'm just looking at it.
And yep. I wouldn't bet on it.
Yeah.
He keeps saying he doesn't want marriage, but this is the number one thing you want. Sometimes the lists don't cross up.
But I love you. I'm in
your
corner.
We're going to go to spin class together. Mm-hmm. We're going to get you in shape, and we're going to put you out there and put you.
We're going to sweat that fat right off of you, honey.
we're going to get you to the highest bidder.
It's the old Richard Simmons. You got to go in there and be like, "You're fat, but we'll fix it, honey." Yeah. You don't want to do that. What you want.
But you do want to say to her that you love her, and you're just like, hey, you have three goals: marriage, babies, life together. And it's like, I don't know if it's going to happen with this guy. And you can be like the dumbfounded one. You don't have to come in going, well, fuck this guy. He's a condescending piece of shit lunch lady. You
know, like, P.S., no one does any favors being in a relationship that doesn't have a similar end goal.
Yeah.
Like, that dude he's not being done any favors by having someone who ends up like long term.
They're
like,
both afraid.
Resenting him.
Yeah. They're both afraid. Yeah. I mean, especially considering the background you gave us. Small town, guy's too lazy to do anything around the house. So this guy's worried he's going to lose his fucking maid. And she's worried she's going to find another person who will sit on her couch.
And we honestly, I'm not too sure about this characterization of this guy.
It comes from a place of hatred. So we don't know if it's an emotionally, it's clouded vision of him. But what we do know is she's like, he doesn't want marriage and kids.
Yeah.
He says it repeatedly. She says, this is all I've wanted in life and this is where I want to be. She's afraid that she leaves this guy and doesn't know how to be in the real world and it won't happen quick. Which, listen, I'll tell you this. A lot of these girls that are in these types of relationships, what I found, find guys very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
She's
a cute girl. We saw her
cute
face.
Girl,
she's
whatever,
a cute
girl, whatever. But I'm saying the ones that are like maternal and I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm just saying I've seen a lot of girls who have come out of divorces or come out of breakups, and the speed with which they find the next guy is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Compared to like the ones that are like, I can't ever find a guy. You're like, no. The ones that can make a relationship work for this long, mm-hmm. they go to the next one that's better for them. And they go, and they're like, oh wow, this is they end up right in it. So I think she'll be fine.
Sweet Jesus, nobody should be with the same person since 15. I mean, like, you know.
There's no way a finger is going in her butt.
I hope they're both cheating.
That's our spicy ghost tequila email of the week. This ghost tequila is amazing. We've talked about it a million times on this podcast. If you don't have it or you haven't tried it, go try it. Normally, 100% agave bottles cost $40 and up. Ghost Tequila is affordable, just $25 per bottle. Right now, listeners to the J Train can get $5 off by going to ghosttequila.com, clicking buy online at the top right corner, and clicking the Old Town Tequila button. That's ghosttequila.com, promo code GHOST5. That's GHOST5 for $5 off. You can go check the show notes for the link. Ghost Tequila, here's to the spicy ones. Please drink responsibly. Here with Mayron Kagani at Mayron X at the Mayron on Instagram. Go follow, go support. Let's just fire through some emails.
I want it.
Let's do it. How much time we got left?
We are at about 43 minutes.
We got time. Keeping away the creep. Dear Papa Feather, I recently learned that when I get too drunk, I become a bit of a creep. On the phone, a lot of Insta DMs, likes, texts, etc. And in person, ignoring signals, some physical contact, etc. Not wanting to have that kind of reputation, how can I learn to be better? Thanks. A 22-year-old recent grad trying to figure out the real world.
Dude?
This is a dude trying to be less creepy.
And what's his problem? I want to hear one more time.
I recently learned. That means someone said to him, you're a fucking creep.
Uh-huh.
On the phone, he likes a lot of Insta DMs, likes, texts, and in person ignoring signals, some physical contact.
Okay, how can I become a better person?
Yeah,
is that what this person is asking?
That's the crux of his email.
How do I?
Have you ever been a creep? I mean, we've all had our creepy moments.
Have I ever? Yeah, of course I have. I mean, like, I drink and I use drugs and I...
And it puts you in a place and some people aren't on your
can be
speed.
And when you're young, you're hormonal. And,
I get it.
You know, you people love adulation. People love to be told, you know, that they're hot and that everyone wants to feel wanted.
Is there maybe strategies to keep in place?
So that they don't do creepy stuff?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It always starts with booze. So let me tell this guy right now. Uh-huh. He says he's a... I look for things in the email that tell me where I was in life at this time.
Yeah.
You're 22 and you just got out of college.
Yeah.
You're drinking at a 22-year-old speed.
Bless your heart.
Not everyone in that bar is at that speed anymore. Mm. You used to be able, if you're at a big state school, you're at the bar, everyone's on that. It's the weekend. It's Tuesday night. We do shots on Tuesdays, dollar everything. Mm. And everyone's on that speed, so everyone's at the same level of drunk as you.
Yeah.
If you're doing 22-year-old pregame into the bar, into the late night bar, you're fucked up. And... you have all the alcohol at your disposal. It's not like you're sitting there being like, okay, well, we only have so many beers at the house and we only have some. You have money now coming in. You got a job. So I'm saying to this guy, maybe take out the pregame. Maybe slow this party down.
I say love yourself first, hooker. Like, it's not whatever anyone else sort of has to think of you. It's like if you let them build you up, you let them break you down.
Mm.
So you have to kind of like yourself enough. So that, you know, that outside adulation, it's frosting. Right now, it sounds like it's the cake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You need to limit it to frost. It's nice to be liked. You know what I mean? But it isn't everything. As in, you want to cool it, not because it makes you look like a creep on the outside, but because it makes your soul dog shit on the inside.
Well, that's why he's writing in. He felt really badly. Someone said to him, you're being a fucking creep. And then he felt badly enough to write to this podcast.
Be lovely. Get an idol. Who's a good person and start imitating that good person.
And do that thing.
Jesus Christ.
Also, delete Instagram off your phone.
Ooh.
Why not?
For a minute. If not before a minute.
You can re-download that shit in 2 seconds.
Sure you can. Sure
you can. Why don't you say, hey, I delete on Fridays, re-download on Sundays.
Ha.
Done.
Ha.
And then, you know, but the creepy thing when you're, you know, physical contact, you got to stop that. You know, like...
Touchy-touchy is a problem.
It's a problem. You're going to have bigger issues in this.
Absolutely.
You know, and I don't even say in this day and age, in any age, you're going to have problems. You're going to touch the wrong person. They're going to be like, get the fuck out of here.
You don't want to be handsy. You know what it is? Try being the molestee for once.
Mm.
You know? Just once.
Sit
wait
in the corner
to
of the bar.
Be molested.
Sit in the corner of the bar. A nice lighting over your face.
You know?
You wear a big, you know, brimmed hat.
Try to get
look
kidnapped.
Like Dick Tracy.
You know what I mean?
Well, this is kind of on the same.
Mickey yourself, you pussy.
This is on the same note. Married 40 and confused about IG. So this is, I think we're getting these emails now because we had an email on Tuesday's episode where a girl wrote in that, like, this guy at work is married. And they have a great relationship at work, but then all of a sudden she sees that he watches her Instagram stories.
He didn't follow her.
And he didn't follow her. So she was like, it's weird. She's like, we're great at work, and then we get, and then I'm looking at my Instagram stories, and he's watching what I'm doing all weekend, and he's not following me, so like he has to search my profile. So it's like, yeah, that is weird, but he's in person, he's totally fine. So this guy writes in, J-est of trains, I'm married, 40, with kids, and a fan of the pod. Your Instagram etiquette question about the 40-year-old coworker who stalks Instagram stories made me question my own actions with regard to my coworkers. Hope you can help.
Mm-hmm.
I run a bar. You've been here. Oh, have
I? It's hysterical.
And most of my employees are in their 20s. I love Instagram. I use it to waste time, and like you said, forget about being 40 for a while. So that was kind of my advice. I was like, I think he's searching you out being like, I think it's less invasive than he doesn't realize.
It was just summer. There was no TV on. It's like this or Big Brother. You know what I mean? And it's a shitty season of Big Brother.
Is it bad?
It's bad.
I follow and interact with all of my employees on IG and never thought much about it. Some of the women on my staff are recently single and started posting thirsty pics. What am I supposed to do here? Habitually, I just like every photo I see regardless, and I unfollow anyone who posts things that I don't regularly like. I'm a like machine gun, but after liking a recent thirst trap photo recently, really it was an accident, I started to wonder how my likes look to other employees. In my mind, I'm actually a supportive dad, but I'm wondering, am I going to be seen as creepy boss? Do I follow these people? Do I have to quit IG? Thanks. What do we think? Hope to see you again at... Oh, he's this is a great bar. I love this bar.
Okay. he'll tell me when the mics are cut. You know, you don't want to shit where you eat, and these are particularly touchy times.
Sure.
You know, like there's a case right now in Cambridge, Massachusetts, okay. The last privately owned bar in Central Square. The owner just got hit with like 20 years. Of sexual misconduct.
And that wasn't through Instagram. That was like,
I think in later years it became about
really?
It got a little okay. Instagrammy. And so in general, like if you own a business and you have a family,
yeah.
You have something to lose.
Sure.
So keep it clean. You know, I know it's nice to let your employees know that, you know, you've got their back and you're a cool boss and everything,
yeah.
But there are ways to do that without actually engaging with their lives.
I know this bar that he's talking about. Very beautiful people work there, both men and women.
Yep.
And the people who go there are good looking.
Yep.
You can get in some fucking trouble.
Yeah.
I'll say to this guy, you don't have to like every picture. Mm. I think if I'm thinking about it, this is the male perspective. I we're giving a perspective. We're missing some of this. I would like to hear what a woman would have to say about this, but I'm saying from my worldview, you can follow some, like there's pictures that people post other comics, and I'm a like machine gun. You need to be discerning with your likes. That can't be the excuse. The excuse can't be, well, I like everything. And it's like, well, your mm-hmm. like says something.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to support, if someone puts up, you know, if you have someone working at your bar that's an actor and they put up, hey, I got my big show coming up, that's a like from you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a supportive dad like. The dad doesn't like his, you, if you want to be supportive dad, which he says he is, he goes, I want to be more supporting dad than creepy boss.
Yeah.
Like the pictures the dad would like. My dad follows my Instagram. My dad does not like the ones where I talk, where I do the Bumble.
He loved you at Comics Come Home. That gets two taps.
That's going to get two taps.
Yep.
If I do Comics Come Home, do the Boston Garden, two taps from Papa Bear. If I do, a blowjob joke on Instagram, my dad's not going to be the one fucking
might
first
not get
in
the
line.
Hearts. Yeah.
So you have to think of these people as, you know, a good father, good mother. Will say that's just a kid being a kid. And also
support versus interest.
Exactly.
Support versus interest.
So one, I think going back to the email from last week, following people is a nice thing. I don't think people look at people who follow them unless it's like out of the blue you just met on Instagram. Unless it's like if you know someone, you can shake their hand and you say, hey, nice to meet you, whatever. And it comes up in a natural way for you to follow them. However your relationship is, that's fine.
Mm.
What becomes not fine is when you go back 10 years and you find the Cancun 2008 picture that they put up for a TBT for their first picture and you decide that's the one you're going to like.
Mm-hmm.
We know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. You don't have to do that. You can look at that. The internet has like lost us this ability to like pleasantly lie to people.
Uh-huh.
You know, like if you look through someone's, if someone gave you the photo book of their life and you thumb through it, you wouldn't, and it was your niece, and you wouldn't go, you know, you would say, look at you on the beach, you look great.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go, look at those tits.
No, you would be like, yeah. In 20 years, you're going to be so glad you have this picture of
yes,
you in a bikini.
There's a great way to say it.
Right?
In this era right now where everything's good or bad or awful or amazing,
uh-huh.
The gray is somewhere in between that we don't want to talk about.
And and the kids haven't figured it out, and it can be weaponized. You have a business. Keep it business.
Keep it business. So if you're going to follow people, I think it's okay. But it's also okay to be a quiet follower.
100%.
It's okay to be that way.
In fact, get creepier with it. Make it private.
You become private.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I like this one. Is there a good way to ask a guy if he's still into you or not?
If you have to ask.
Hey, J-Train, I feel like I'm I'm in a few lukewarm relationships. A few.
I feel like I'm in a few lukewarm relationships.
I love this chick already.
Get around,
where
honey.
Things start off amazing, then 3 dates or so in, the texts taper off, and I feel like I'm doing all the work to initiate combos or dates. Mm-hmm. I know you always say don't make up excuses for the guys by saying he must be busy or whatever, but just to give some, not all of these guys, the benefit of the doubt, is there some like proper way to inquire that's forward but cool? Matter of fact and confident, but that won't make things awkward afterwards. Please help.
No. You absolutely don't ask. You let people show you that they're interested in you.
This is the best point.
And if they are failing to show you that they're interested in you, then you walk away and they will either step their pussy up, as the saying goes. We say that in drag circles.
Step your pussy up. Okay.
So either they're going to step up their game or they're not. But yeah. You don't... You know, this isn't UNICEF, honey. We're not knocking on doors for quarters.
No.
You know, this is value yourself. But walk away if you're not
feeling it.
Here's
how you also value yourself. And I get in this position with a lot of girls where know the temper. You are a smart woman. You wrote in. You seem very nice. You seem to get it. You have a few lukewarm. You're getting the temper. Understand the temperature.
You're not putting all your eggs in one basket,
yeah,
which is lovely
to hear.
You're
having fun. Understand the temperature of the room. So put it out there for the... Hand them the basketball to shoot, and then watch if they shoot or not.
Yep.
That's the classy, confident way. So to say to someone, hey, I had a great time last week. I'm free next week, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Were you into it?
It's like, what?
Was I into it?
What are you talking?
It's then, like, if I was into it, then I'm wondering if I'm not successfully giving off signals. And like, in general, people don't know how to answer cerebral questions like that.
Into it also? That's a guy's never going to give up a blowjob. So the guy isn't going to go, you're going to go, are you into it? And he's going to go, well, you're hot. And yeah, of course I'm into it. What are you talking about? And he's going to keep on doing the same thing.
And what if it like it was the pressure you put on him that made him like be nicer to you, and then you're going to have to keep on applying that pressure? It's like milking a cow. You don't want to do that with this guy. You know what I mean?
And the other thing is this is kind of go back at the beginning of the podcast. People want to be nice. They don't want to be mean. No one wants, most people are inherently out there to be nice and feel good about themselves for having been nice. Mm-hmm. So if you put them in the position to say a mean thing, they're not going to do that. So what you can do is judge the actions. You say to them, hey, I had a great time last week. I am still making it you personal. Mm-hmm. I am looking to go out with you. I'm still looking to go out. If you want to get drinks, I'm free next Tuesday and Wednesday.
I love it.
And then they can come back with a yes, no, or maybe.
Yep.
If it's a no, no problem. Good luck. They're not going to say no. What they'll say is maybe. And if it's a maybe, say, let me know. And that's it. And you walk away.
Bitch, if it's maybe, you walk away.
You're walking away.
I'm not here for maybes, hooker. Do you know what I didn't wake up today for no maybe.
Yeah.
You know? I love myself, goddammit. Try maybeing me and see what fucking happens to you.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Mehran Kagani, thank you for coming on.
I love you so much. I love
Such
doing this every
a
time.
Pleasure
mine.
Every time.
Mine,
you
mine,
crush
mine.
It. At the Mayor on Instagram, at Mayor on X on Twitter. Go follow, go support, go so funny, go get involved. Shelby, thank you for popping in. At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.
I just want to dip him in Neosporin. It's killing me.
It's even as the daylight changes.
He's getting darker. Do you know what I mean?
It's crazy.
It looks like he looks like a vampire who just dug himself out.
It's even.
It is.
You're absolutely wrong that it's even. You are 100% wrong.
Really?
That it's even. You look like you failed to defuse a bomb.
Incorrect.
Well, hopefully Shelby figures out his moisturizer routine in time for next episode. I'm Jared Freed. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. Keep telling
you
your friends.
You look like 1990s Christina Aguilera is what I'm trying to tell you. You look...
Genie in a bottle.
Hey, girl.
I'm kidding. I hope that I don't know. This is all audio. Both Jared and...
Shelby.
I was like Stacy. You're both very attractive men. I hope you know that. And
we're all beautiful.
Whatever lady lands you is a lucky lady.
It's a lucky lady. We'll be back next episode. Boom.